Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This, I love it, is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brett Favre here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Green Bay's not going anywhere without Aaron Rodgers in the next few years. I think they burned a bridge that it's going to be hard to overcome.
So I guess my last one for you, Brett, and it's a difficult question, but I'm going to ask it yourself.
I think he'll play somewhere else.
You think he will not end his career as a Green Bay Packer just like you?
My gut tells me no.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Weekdays at noon Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and on the SiriusXM app.
We'd all like to get out of our homes a bit more, and when we do, washing our hands and using hand sanitizer will be critical for safety. You can count on forcefieldproducts.com for top quality hand sanitizer and all natural protective barrier products manufactured right here in the U.S. We offer super portable 1 ounce hand sanitizer pump bottles up to super sized pump bottles for home and office, and protection against dry skin. Visit forcefieldproducts.com and use discount code radio for 10% off today. Forcefield.com, discount code radio.
Our work is something to be proud of. We make the products people use, the products that make their lives simpler, the high-tech tools to help defend our country, and the innovations that will shape the future. Some say American industry can't keep up anymore. I say our work is proof that made in the USA still means something. The power professionals of the IBEW, proudly American, proudly union.
Let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
Mike Parent. If you've missed a minute of Sports from the Sidelines on MLB Network Radio, catch every episode on demand with the SiriusXM app. It's athletes and executives talking to athletes and executives. Hear former All-Stars Dale Murphy, Don Mattingly, Tim Raines, and Steve Sachs break down baseball in the 80s. Trevor Bauer, Matthew Boyd, and Tyler Glasnow talk pitching in 2020. Rockies broadcaster Jenny Kavnar leading a roundtable discussion with the most influential women in baseball. Don't miss Sports from the Sidelines, available now on the SiriusXM app. Search Sidelines.
Motivation. Hard to come by on any day. And these days spent locked inside bring a whole new challenge to the motivation game. Stuck getting into your exercise routine at home? It's go time. Go sleeves are compression sleeves with built-in kinesiology tape for support and comfort that is unprecedented. Just like sheltering at home. With go sleeves, aches and pains that are keeping you from much-needed physical activity go away. When exercising actually feels good, there's no better motivation. The kinesiology tape built into go sleeves actually lifts and stretches your skin, which accelerates your body's natural ability to heal itself. Get your blood flowing and your energy going today. Just pull on a Go Sleeve and experience what top performing athletes use to deal with pain and recover from injuries. Visit GoSleeves.com and use discount code radio for 20% off. GoSleeves.com, discount code radio. That's GoSleeves.com and enter discount code radio. GoSleeves.com, discount code radio.
Hey, this is Tony Bruno. Be a part of my new show weekday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a What Up Wednesday. It's a staple of this show.
What up?
Going back to generations and generations.
What up?
And there's all kinds of what ups now.
What up?
Now that I found my machine, and of course this one too.
What up, Bruno?
Exactly. And there's only one voice behind all of those great salutations. The man who made What Up Wednesday, I believe soon to be a national holiday added to the calendar, Harry. The great Jose. What up, yo?
What up, Brunos? What up, Miss Wobbins? What up, Mays? What up, Josie and Casey's? What up, Canines? What up, McAlpin's, Max and Melissa's? And expecting a baby on the way? Hello, friends.
What up, yo?
What up, Brunos? What up, Stanford what up? University, Miss Robbins?
What up?
I love how he throws in McAlpin's.
I
we
know.
Haven't worked with him in like 15 years.
He showed up in the studio once in the last, I don't know, 5 years.
He's listening every day, though. So, I mean, if he's listening, he gets a salutation.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works on the show.
What's yeah, I know.
No, he mentioned Joe C. and then Joe K.
I don't
Krause's.
Know. I think he kind of blew Krause off again.
What up, Krause's?
What up, Krause's? How we doing backstage,
what
yo?
All right, let's get down to the business, Jose. Last week, you were throwing off your game, and we
what
want to
up,
make sure.
Bundy?
Exactly. It wasn't Bundy.
No.
It was Pat McAfee. But he didn't throw you off your game. He had to do something, so he had to postpone you. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Now, let's get down to the business, as you
are. Let's get down to it, man.
How about football? How about Jerry Jones making you feel better, even if you're not a Cowboy fan?
I'm not.
The fact that you heard Jerry with music behind him talking about how great it is to welcome the fellas back in to the Dallas Cowboy facility. That's America's team, after
all. Well, what? Where they could finish 9-7 again and miss the playoffs?
And you got to go all negative on the Cowboys right now? Do you realize that Troy Aikman and I are tight and he's been on the show?
What up, Troy Aikman? What up, number eight? What up, triplets? What up, Irvins and Emmett and Nate Newtons and Mark Stepanowski and Mark 2A and Jay Novacek?
Mark 2A. Wow.
That's great. That's a good pull right
Man.
There.
And Eric Williams and John Gesick and Derek Kennard.
Don't forget the greatest long snapper next to,
Dale Hellerstate.
Dale Hellerstate.
Yep.
Dale Hellerstate is the greatest long snapper in NFL history. Three Super Bowl rings, Harry. Now, you know our good friend here.
I thought Dornbos was the best.
Dornbos only has one ring.
Yeah,
Hellerstate
but I mean,
had three of them.
It's a long snapper. What does a long snapper have to do with a ring?
Now, I'll say
because
this.
Because he's the one that gives the ball to John Jett and Mike Saxon and all them.
Exactly right. You know that's the toughest position in football, the long snapper?
Yeah.
That could cost you a game. You get a bad snap. On a potential, Tony Romo could.
Who
like
are you, Andy Reid, trying to get the Eagles job? I mean, going on a four-hour dissertation about the long
Dale
snapper?
Dale Hellerstate, man, he's doing morning radio in Phoenix, Arizona again, man. That's
oh,
my
don't
boy.
Forget Toby Gowan, by the way.
Toby Gowan.
Jesus.
You're not even getting this in local Dallas
no.
radio. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the hosts don't even know who these guys are.
They don't
are.
Even know who Dale Hellerstate is.
Because I broke down the whole roster.
That's a good job out of you, man.
I know my Cowboy historical rosters. You know what I mean?
I got to do one more time.
How about them Cowboys?
Well, Jose, were you dialed in on the last weekend where we had some more live sports, the Bundesliga all weekend? We had the golf. You had the NASCAR.
I didn't watch any of it, but I've been listening to it lately.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. A man who prides himself on watching every obscure sport, pulling out DVDs from the 80s and 90s, did not watch the actual first weekend of live sports. You didn't watch NASCAR. You're going to watch NASCAR tonight because we got Darlington back in action tonight.
What up, Lady in Black?
What?
I thought he'd give us like a what up Lewandowski or something from Bayern Munich.
No, this is God, this is NASCAR tonight.
No, I'm just saying last weekend with the
Lady in Black, that's Darlington.
That's the racetrack.
They call it the Lady in Black.
South Carolina's.
I only know the Lady in Red, which is a great song, but who
and
did
the
that?
Man in Black. I know the Man in Black and the Lady
that's
in Red.
That's Johnny Cash.
Right. Right.
But the Lady in Red, who did that? I know Joe C.
DeBerg.
Chris DeBerg.
Not Steve DeBerg.
Exactly right, Harry. Keeping it back to
former
football.
Former Broncos
not
and 49ers and Buccaneers and Dolphins quarterback.
And no relation to El DeBarge, of course. Yes.
In Kansas City.
That's great Steve DeBerg knowledge,
man.
Yeah, of course. He's the one that played for Marty Schottenheimer near the end of his career.
Not the other guy. Marty Schottenheimer, but not...
Not Shanahan.
Not Mike Shanahan. That's right.
Nope.
Don't get him started on that one. He'll never stop.
I'm telling you.
What up, Mike Shanahan? What up, John Elways? What up, Keith Kartz and Keith Bishops and Clarence Kay, the tight end?
Man, he goes obscure.
Yes, he does.
He's going deep today.
He's going deep. And that's, you know, anybody knows. You know.
What up, the three amigos of Ricky Natil, Vance Johnson, and Mark Jackson?
See, that's what I'm talking about next level.
Yeah.
Because, you know, any guy who watches sports occasionally, casually, or is even a real diehard sports fan could name you like a couple of big names on every franchise.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down deep to the three amigos level, I mean, that's phenomenal knowledge. Am I right?
What up, Steve Watsons and Butch Johnsons?
Oh, God. Jose, who's going to watch Tiger Woods this weekend?
What up, Tiger Woods in that big red sweater? Yep, I am.
Oh, Tiger's going to wear red. It's going to be Sunday.
Tiger and Peyton against Tom Brady and Mickelson. Who you got?
I'm taking Tiger and Peyton, yo.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. Actually.
You're going with the chalk here, man. -200. Would you lay down $200 to win $100 back?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Harry?
He's got his Parks app.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
Oh, what up, Tom Malin and Gary Zimmerman and Mark Schlereff?
The Stink is a friend of the show, as you know.
What up, Brian Habib?
Brian Habib. People think he's looking this stuff up, Harry. He is not looking this stuff up.
He's not?
No. Who would look up and find Brian Habib?
He was the right tackle on the first Super Bowl team.
I know who he was. Not Liz Habib, the great TV sportscaster out in Los Angeles.
Brian, number 75.
No, but Liz Habib is also a friend of the show, and she does TV sports out in Los Angeles.
Yep.
That's great knowledge.
Oh, and by the way, what up, Mike Andersons and Howard Griffith, fullback for your Broncos?
Jose, are you in need of a haircut?
Man, my hair looks very long.
Yeah?
And not only that, my barbershop hasn't been open for the whole pandemic.
Right, it's been closed for at least 8 weeks, probably,
and you
right?
know what that
Probably
is,
two months,
you?
Yo.
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage,
is.
Man.
Yeah, because they're my Italian homies, yo.
Every barbershop in America in Pennsylvania is suffering, and then the governor signed a bill yesterday.
Oh,
we actually vetoed a bill that would allow some of those other businesses that he himself deems not essential, like barbershops and other things that people need. They're not essential to the governor.
You know what that means?
What?
It's a huge loss, yo.
Yes, it is, and we give him one of these.
Yes, please. We're going to wind up like California. He's not going to open everything till July.
Don't get me started, Jose. Don't get me angry today. You won't like it when I'm angry.
What up, Bruce Banner, Brunos?
See, he knew my incredible Hulk pull there, Harry.
I mean, will you be getting out in the sunshine over the Memorial Day holiday, Jose? Are you still going to be hopping
I've been
down?
Getting my exercise every day. I've been walking around the park a full mile. I already did 2 miles in 2 days walking around, getting that sunshine in.
That's exactly what I'm talking about,
like
man.
The Fifth Dimension once said.
Now, do you listen to
Where's
radio?
Where's the sunshine, by the way?
Yep.
Let the sunshine
let
in.
The sun shine in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And don't steal my sunshine either, Harry.
Ain't no sunshine where she's gone. What up, Bill Withers?
Bill Withers. We just lost him not that long ago.
I know, man. He was my man.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yet another. I believe today we have to put our hands together as one.
What up, Orlandis Gary?
Orlandis Gary.
He had me at Ricky Natil, but when he starts singing Bill Withers, it's over. All right.
He started singing in the Fifth Dimension.
Oh, I know.
What are you talking about?
I know, but wow.
That's another dimension.
Phenomenal. What a comeback.
You know what I've been watching on YouTube lately, Bruno's?
Porn? Oh, they don't have porn on YouTube.
That's a huge loss. Right.
No, that's boob tube.
That's Prism, yo. What up, After Hours? It's not
a war. Oh, there we go. How many times does he say, I know, I know, I know in the song?
I think four times.
No, it's way more than that. Four.
Probably 10.
I think it's 22 times.
Is it?
22? That's crazy, man.
Now, do we have our guests on the line?
What up, guests?
Are we going to hold them to the next break?
Next break?
No.
Cam Rogers?
We need to let...
Can we give Ms. Robin one of those for wearing a Stanford sweatshirt?
Wow.
Why? She went to Stanford in nursery school. Her mom is a PhD from Stanford.
What up, tree? What up, farm?
Well, yeah, and the whole tie-in to Tiger Woods. We have a Tiger Woods podcaster on who Tiger went to Stanford.
Exactly. Robin and I bought that in the Stanford University...
bookstore?
Yes.
What up?
Yes, and even
in the gift store there.
When somebody asks me when I wear it, they're like, well, did you go to Stanford? Mm-hmm. I can honestly, without lying, say yes. Yes, I did.
Well, because you were at the bookstore or
you
took a class?
No, neither. I actually graduated.
You did? From Stanford?
From Stanford Kindergarten.
Kindergarten at Stanford University. And with that.
Robbins rose to great things from Stanford
Who was the speaker at that graduation?
Hey, I graduated summa cum laude.
Exactly.
I was fantastic at clay.
What up, Hayden the Cow Bears?
Finger painting was my expertise.
Right there.
What up, finger painting?
All right, Jose.
All right, Jose, that's enough about
Great
Stanford.
Great stuff, man.
You know, we don't give them, Robin, when you graduate from Stanford Kindergarten, you get a letter, I think,
mm-hmm.
or something, a scarlet letter. Jose, we'll talk to you again soon, man. Thank you. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jose.
He bounced back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.